Lively Stone's Meditations for Good Friday, 15th April 2022. The Easter Story in Mark's Gospel. Part 1, The King on a Cross. Reading from Mark chapter 15, verses 21 to 24. Then they compelled a certain man, Simon, a Cyrenian, the father of Alexander and Rufus, as he was coming out of the country and passing by, to bear his cross. And they brought him to the place Golgotha, which is translated place of a skull. Then they gave him wine mingled with myrrh to drink, but he did not take it. And when they crucified him, they divided his garments, casting lots for them to determine what every man should take. The soldiers mocked Jesus as he struggled to carry the cross to Golgotha. They forced Simon, a derivation of Simeon, meaning hearing, to take the burden of that cross. Simon, Alexander, and Rufus are all introduced to us for the first time, and their presence at this moment seems arbitrary, except that nothing in the Bible is without significance. Simon was coming out of the country, and it is my belief that God led Simon to be there at that very moment and for an amazing purpose. There is a Bible principle that the name is the nature, and in Simon we should see that he had spiritual hearing, guiding him to perform that service for Jesus. And his coming out of the country gives us the insight that he was a man who worked the land, strong, able, willing to get a job done in adverse conditions. Simon's sons' names mean man-defender and red, respectively. And it could be that their mention, there is nothing to indicate that they were present at the time, is to confirm Simon as, first of all, a father with sons, but also as defender, someone who would not like to see injustice. But why red? The most common attribute for the color red in Scripture is to indicate the blood of Jesus or the Lamb. Other uses of the name Rufus suggest redemption, salvation, love of Christ, and the atonement, the very things that Jesus was on the point of bringing to pass, except that his physical body was failing him. Father God brought help, and that help was Simon the Cyrenian. Simon performs an invaluable service to our Lord at the literally crucial moment, enabling the bringing of God's plan to fruition. It also shows that the insignificant one can be of great significance when acting for the Lord, an encouragement for each one of us in his service. Simon got Jesus to Golgotha, the place of the skull. Significantly, the skull houses the mind and forms a protective shell around it. The soldiers could kill the body, but not the mind. They merely divided up his clothes, the earthly things of no importance. They looked to the earth and crucified the King of Kings, but knew it not. Meditate on these things. Matthew 27, verses 36 to 37. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the inscription of his accusation was written above, the King of the Jews. A Holy Command. Oswald Chambers on Love. Love with all your heart. The love of God is the great mainspring, and by our involuntary choice, we can have that love shed abroad in our hearts. Then, unless hindered by disobedience, it will go on to develop into the perfect love described in 1 Corinthians 13. From Biblical Philosophy.